bad, but the last, yeah, I've, yeah we went a lot of possessions where we didn't draw anything up very well, and certainly we executed pretty good on that last one, and, you know, Speed's been struggling and hadn't been himself for about 2 weeks now, and it was great to see the ball go in the basket for him.
Been looking for rim protection. The block by Azubuki, good timing on that one.
Well, you know, that was about a 5 or 6 footer, but yeah, it was. Doak played great. That was best game Doak's played since he's been here, and he was active and he rebounded the ball pretty well on both ends, and then the play he made there late was terrific, and then to have the wherewithal to throw it to the other end was smart too, because I'm sure they were yelling fouling.
He said that you challenged him this week to demand the ball more.
I said earlier, I don't think Doak's going to send me any Christmas cards or a gift this year for sure over the last 10 days, but he responded very well. I mean, he hasn't played to his size, I don't think, at all here of late, but he did today.
How much tougher did your team play defensively today than they had the previous 2 days?
Well, we were better today, but still, statistically, we weren't any good. But I actually thought Nebraska played great. I thought they played well. I thought they executed. They shot the ball well. We made them take some longer twos, and they shot those well. And I thought Tim's group played very, very well. So our defense was better, even though statistically it probably won't show up that much.
What was better about it?
I thought our activity level was better. You know, we only got 8 steals, but still, though, that's not a bad number against them. And I thought Leggero was more active. Leggero was one of the best players in the game, and statistically he didn't do a ton, but he's one of the best players in the game. I just thought it was, you know, we kind of picked our spots. We ran through a couple of passes. Marcus stole the ball a couple of times, and we get nothing out of it, but, we stole it a couple of times. Svi ran through a pass, and they end up throwing it out of bounds there early in the second half. I mean, we did some things that probably we probably did them better than what the outcome of the play actually indicated, but it was better.
Coach, you were up 7 with maybe 5 or 6 minutes ago, and then they went on the 9-0 run. What did they do during that?
They went 1-3-1. Well, that didn't have anything to do with why they were scoring on their end, because they were just playing better, and they made a couple of shots, but they went 1-3-1, and we did not handle that anything close to how we had prepared to handle it, and that's what a lot of people do late game situation. They go 1-3-1 and get you to kind of stand and be timid, and we did that, and we were fortunate that we were able to score a couple of possessions to get them out of it there late.
What does it say about Speed's poise to shoot off the board or shake off the board shooting the game winning shot?
Well, that's what that, you know, I think Svi is a senior, and I think he's poised and all those things, but that's what he's supposed to do. He and Malik are supposed to be able to shoot the ball in the basket. That's as big a job as they have for us, but that was great to see. And, you know, you don't have to make shots to play well, but in this particular situation, you know, he had to make a shot for us to win, and he did it.
What's the conundrum of trying to steal a couple of minutes with Devontae on the bench to give him a breather, keep him fresh, but needing him on the floor to facilitate?
Yeah, you know, I probably should have subbed him early in the second half instead of right around. I think we went up 4 or something, and I subbed him, and it got back. I think it was like at the 12:30 or 8:30, something like that, and then they went on like 4-6-0 run, but we need him in the game. We don't have a ball handler after him as far as anybody that can initiate offense for us very well, so we definitely need him in the game.
At the 51-51, Nebraska went 1-3-1 out of that media, before the media timeout, out of your timeout. Did you expect them to come back with that later in the game?
Yes, we actually talked about are you talking about when they went 1-3-1 in the first half? Do we expect them?
When they went 1-3-1 in the second half.
Yeah. Well, I'd have to remember exactly when they went 1-3-1, but I think it was after we got our lead there late, 5 or 6 minutes left, or whatever it was. But we thought I overcoached, should have never called the timeout in the first half, never, because they went 1-3-1 and we didn't get a good shot. So we knew they'd go to the 1-3-1 late, and we actually talked about in the timeout exactly what we wanted to do, and it didn't it wasn't working the way that I had envisioned. So the last thing that we said, let's just throw a lob, and we end up getting a lob out of a timeout.
Coach, a couple more guys. Calling up on what you said about Devontae, is that kind of the general lack of depth of this team? Is that maybe your biggest concern going forward?
I think it's my concern now. We don't have a second point guard. We don't have one. Legero would be the closest thing that we have to a second point guard. So he's going to have to play 35 to 37 a game. And I think he played 38 tonight or something like that. But that is a concern. But as long as he's healthy, he can do that. But we need more depth so that way guys don't have to play 37, 38, 38, or whatever they're playing, and hopefully we'll get some more here, you know, relatively soon. I don't have any information for you to lead me to believe that that's positively going to happen, but I'm pretty optimistic that that'll happen.